Hello, it's Rich Wilson on Great American 3. It's December 1st, excuse me, in the evening here, about 10:40, still going on French time at night, dark Allerton, of course. Our position is 28 degrees 30 minutes south and 22 degrees 12 minutes west, starting to arc around a little bit more towards the southeast. We've been through wide variety of sail changes in the last about 5 or 6 hours, and actually getting quite a blast of wind here right at the moment. So we're going to do a little adjustment to the autopilot to try to dial us down a little bit. We're making 14.5 knots. Just gone back up with the Solent, which is the bigger jib, and the two reefs in the mainsail. Keeping that, we're down to the staysail and two reefs in the main. But we're up to full sail probably 3 or 4 hours ago. So the wind has been fairly unstable since the late this afternoon. During the course of the day, had very good sailing, and boat was going very, very well. Beautiful day as well. So got a little laundry done this afternoon before it's going to get cold in the next couple of days. The head of the fleet, the front-running pack, is down in the westerlies already, and starting to get cold for them, moving towards the first ice gate, which is off south, the southwest corner of Africa, South Africa, and there was a close call between a couple of boats today, apparently, where they got to be pretty close to each other, and a little drama there. Michel Desjoyeaux has been going incredibly fast through all the average 17 knots between two ratings of the positions today. Everything on board is in pretty good shape, it seems. We just ran the engine to charge the batteries again, and batteries seem to be pretty up. We have solar panels and wind chargers going during the day, and the wind charger goes at night as well, and that definitely helps. Also been turning off the computer and the network on board, the inverter and so forth, to try to save power in between times. So it's not quite the old glance at the computer screen to see how you're doing. Of course, when you're looking at a computer screen that includes the entire South Atlantic and half the Indian Ocean, the boat doesn't move very far in the course of a few hours. A pixel, perhaps, that's about it. Anyway, just trying to save some power. Also, I think we generated some computer problems with overheating the computer. It's in the same sort of compartment within the boat as the engine. So anyway, we're moving along, and Rafael, unfortunately, was not able to stop at Isla Trinidad to fix his main halyard, so he's had to go look elsewhere for a calmer spot, so that's going to cost him more time, but hopefully he can sort it out and get back in. He's a really good guy and a good competitor, and he'll be back, but people in the back of the pack have certainly caught up quite a bit so far. So we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get reasonable winds through the night. They've been up and down, and just as long as they can stabilize, that would be good. Making 15.4 knots right now. A little bit of a run going here, 16.1 knots. And always nice when things calm down a little bit. So Great American 3 signing off for today.